Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. She won six of her first seven starts, including three consecutive Grade 1 races, and became just the third filly ever to win the Kentucky Derby. Churchill Downs remembers her this weekend with a graded stakes named in her honor, and so we remember Winning Colors. Foaled on March 14, 1985 in Kentucky, Winning Colors was bred and raised by Echo Valley Horse Farm. She was sired by French Classic winner Caro, and she hailed from a maternal family loaded with top fillies. Trainer D. Wayne Lucas recalled walking the shed row at Keeneland inspecting yearlings at the 1986 July sale when he saw a gray filly come around the corner. He said he did his best to act nonchalant, but his heart was pounding inside his chest. Assessing the filly's conformation, Lucas rated her an 8-plus on a scale of 1 to 10. He would buy her for $575,000, and she would go to his client Eugene Klein, former owner of the San Diego Chargers. Winning Colors, as the filly came to be known, made her career debut in August of 1987 at Saratoga. Dispatched as the 9-5 favorite, she won by two lengths over Epitome. The latter would later become champion two-year-old female of 1987. Despite the impressive debut, Lucas decided not to rush Winning Colors. By the time she began her three-year-old season in 1988, Winning Colors stood 16.3 hands and weighed 1,100 pounds. She wore a 54-inch exercise girth. Lucas described her as having a great hip, massive in size and scope, and having a classic head. But Winning Colors suffered a minor setback in February of her three-year-old campaign when she finished runner-up to Goodbye Halo by a neck in the Grade 1 Las Virgenes at Santa Anita. Lucas said she picked up some much-needed seasoning in that race. He was confident she would improve off the performance. He was right. On March 13, 1988, in the 49th running of the Santa Anita Oaks, a crowd of 42,000 made Goodbye Halo the 3-5 favorite. She was one of three horses in the race trained by Charlie Whittingham. Completing the compact field of four was Winning Colors. Trevor Denman gives us the call.
Winning Colors has the measure of Goodbye Halo as they pass the eighth pole. And this is the genuine Winning Colors this afternoon. She's turning the Oaks into an absolute procession. Handwritten by Gary Stevens, Winning Colors romps home in the Oaks.
Drawing clear to win by eight lengths, Winning Colors romped home in a time of 1 minute 42 seconds for the mile and a 16th under jockey Gary Stevens. It was enough to convince Lucas that the filly deserved a chance to run in the Kentucky Derby. But Winning Colors would need one more race before leaving the West Coast for Louisville. So, Lucas chose the Santa Anita Derby on April 9 as the final tune-up. Facing males for the first time, she made quick work of the field.
It's Winning Colors turning in an absolutely outstanding performance. We're looking at one exceptional filly who'll be carrying the hopes of California all the way to the Kentucky Derby. What a winner that one was. Winning Colors, magnificent.
Winning Colors became the first filly in 30 years to win the West Coast Signature Derby Prep. The crowd of 47,000 had made her the 5-2 favorite, and she had responded with a 7.5-length victory. On May 7, 1988, Winning Colors faced 17 rivals in the 114th running of the Kentucky Derby. Sent off the second choice, she ran her usual race, going right to the front and setting the pace. As she turned into the stretch that day, she found herself on a course with history. Dave Johnson of ABC Sports gives us the call.
Winning Colors in front. Here comes 49er on the outside. Lucas and Stevens. It's a driving finish. Winning Colors by a head. Wire to wire with Gary Stevens in the iron.
Holding off the furious rally of 49er, Winning Colors won the Kentucky Derby and became only the third filly ever to win the Roses. Eddie Delahousie, aboard third place finisher Risen Star, later said, "She was waving goodbye to us from the start." Following a third place effort in the Preakness and a sixth place result in the Belmont, Winning Colors would continue racing through her four-year-old year. Her final start would come in the Breeders' Cup Distaff on November 4, 1989. She shipped to Keeneland in Lexington, Kentucky to sell 2 days later as part of the Eugene Klein dispersal, commanding a price of $4.1 million. Winning Colors, who had produced 10 foals, was inducted into Racing's Hall of Fame in the year 2000. She died 8 years later at the age of 23. We remember her today as the Winning Color Stakes goes to the post at Churchill Downs. Please join me again next week as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.